This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining us right now with the very latest on what's going on News Radio 930 WBEN, not just what is going on, because you can pretty much see that for yourself, but what is to come, we have meteorologist of excellence, Andy Parker. Andy, always a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Hey, Tom, good to talk to you as well.
And first of all, why don't you give us a little foreknowledge, a little forecast. It's coming up on 3:11 right now. What can folks expect in terms of snow and wind and visibility, and most importantly, where?
Yeah, we're right in the thick of it now. The wind certainly blew into town as the temperature dropped from the 50s in the middle of the night down to the 30s. Once we went below 32, the rain switched to snow. Now that snow has coagulated into a nice band that extends all the way from Ashtabula in portions of Ohio along Lake Erie. So that's Westfield, Dunkirk, Silver Creek, Highland on the Lake, Angola, Buffalo, Depew, all the way to Rochester. This diagonal line of snow, it is the most intense snow we've seen today. Now, the winds are still going out there. Just as we thought they might have backed off a little bit, the Buffalo Airport just popped yet another 71-mile-an-hour gust, and there are going to be numerous numbers that may likely approach or exceed the 80-mile-an-hour mark even once we get the Coast Guard data from the shoreline of Lake Erie by the harbor. Some reports of some people who were down there at the time say that gust came in and literally pulled them off of their feet, lifted their body up and dropped them. And these are people who have done this before and kind of chased these storms. But that report was, they've been through some 70 to 80 mile an hour winds, and they said that was heart stopping as that happened. And so we're finding those winds combining with the snow right now, West Seneca, Depew, Blaisdell, Elma, Pembroke, all the way along the thruway. I'm sure the cameras are showing some of that. Near whiteout conditions at times. So it's not a full-on, you can't see the front of your car, but you are finding that at times these bursts of wind and snow combine to give you those brief whiteout conditions, and that's what's occurring all the way, again, the thruway. You've got Route 20 all the way down to the Pennsylvania line at this point. That diagonal band of snow is going to be pushed, and it will change position as it often does, and it will be shoved down through the south towns into the southern tier progressively through this afternoon.
Andy, as far as like the hour-by-hour breakdown, I know you love to give those, and a lot of people, you know, may have had plans, hopefully, unless they're very, very urgent and necessary plans, they're going to put those in abeyance for now. But hour-by-hour, what are we looking at, let's say, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, until some respite comes?
You gotcha. Things are going to improve for the north towns as far as the steadiness and the severity of the snow. We're going to find that it will, instead of being a more constant lake effect band, it will go into more snow bursts. So you'll have times where there's no snow, and then a couple of minutes it'll come down pretty intense and blow through pretty rapidly. The wind speeds, a lot of people want to know, when are those going to begin to fall off? And it looks like we're going to hold 60-plus mile-an-hour winds right through around 7 o'clock tonight. So that time period this afternoon, it's still going to be exceptionally windy out there. And then as we get to the evening hours, that will begin to drop off to around the 50-mile-an-hour mark. And then through the overnight by tomorrow morning, the wind gusts around the 40-mile-an-hour mark. And Tom, they don't go away. They just stick around right till tomorrow, through tomorrow. It's going to be a windy couple of days, and that lake effect band will begin to slide further south, and it will reorient and target portions of the south towns and southern tier. So while the north towns reduce to only snow bursts, that lake effect band, as it reorients, will begin targeting the Boston Hills, southern Erie County. So Springville is going to be one of the ones in the bullseye, Collins, and as you head all the way down to maybe Ellicottville, I think Dunkirk, Angola on the Lake, Silver Creek, those are going to be the spots that see the steadiest snow being blown in all the way to Allegheny County. This is not just a Chautauqua County, but those winds are going to carry the snowflakes possibly out to Bath.
Well, I guess there's a reason they built the Western New York ski areas where they did, Andy.
That they did. Those Hills have certainly got an early going to the season. I know they iced up, and yesterday wasn't a great situation for them. And I don't know if the lifts are running today in this type of wind. I would assume not. But once this is done, there will be a nice new natural base added to what they've already put down to the tune of feet. I know a lot of people out there have had this question, Tom. They've seen these maps that have come out, and they've shown 20, 30, 35 inches of snow. A lot of uncertainty on how this goes. You've got to be careful when you read those maps, because a lot of times people will clump multiple days, sometimes 5 days worth of snow onto one map, which leads people to believe you're going to be inundated by a yard of snow when you wake up Tuesday morning. That's just not the case. We're all expecting about 1 to 3 inches of snow today, although I've got to tell you, it's going to be blowing sideways and hard to measure. You'll find some drifts in front of the garage door that are knee-high and in areas that are bare, but that's what we're expecting throughout the day today as this band transitions. Tonight, the steadiest snow continues in portions of the southern tier and deeper south towns. 6 to 10 inches of snow is what you're going to find when you're waking up tomorrow in those areas. Up to the north, about 3 to 5. We may tack on another 1 to 2 on top of what you get today, but it is not going to be a paralyzing amount of snow. It's really the wind snow combo that's the problem. Now, that lake effect band will continue to drop snow in those same areas on Tuesday. Plenty of fuel to the fire for this one because the lake is wide open. There's no ice cover on it, so we're still producing snow at a pretty good rate, and that will produce yet another 6 to 10 inches of snow in a lot of the same areas. Another couple of inches up in the north towns, but again, not a big deal. It's going to be now a couple days, a war of attrition where you go out in portions of the south towns and southern tier and shovel it out, and you got to shovel it back again, and Mother Nature keeps putting back. We will do this over a number of days. Wednesday, it all comes back up to Buffalo, and you're back in the snow party right as we get to New Year's Eve. So that could make for a very interesting afternoon and evening there.
Well, the ball drop, have you a preliminary forecast for the ball drop?
The early look on the ball drop, I can tell you one thing that is absolutely certain. It is going to be cold. As we get to the midnight hour, we may be down into the teens, wind chills, single digits, although the winds won't be nearly as problematic as they are now. And I would expect it to be snowing at the time of the ball drop as well.
Now, you talked before, we were kind of talking about the ski areas in western New York, and they kind of built them in those areas for reasons, because the weather tends to be a creature of habit. But I think a more pressing interest would be for those who are out of power, who may need to have the line workers in an elevated position to fix or to reinstall power lines. I know this is maybe out of your bailiwick, but maybe not. What is the rule as far as when people can actually go up in one of those cherry pickers and get the job done?
Well, that's an interesting topic. I believe it's how far they can elevate the bucket. I did see a couple of them working without lifting the bucket and working on repairs on my trip home from downtown Buffalo back out to the South Towns today. So they are actively working. You are correct. It is outside of my privy to know exactly what the threshold is for the workers to begin lifting the bucket. But I'm sure that we are probably pretty close to that threshold now. And I know that they do this work in inclement weather, be it cold, windy, or wet. So as soon as they're capable of doing that, which I believe my guess would be as soon as these drop down below that 50 and 60 mile an hour mark, they'll be able to accomplish a lot more.
Well, certainly hope so. They've got a lot of work to do. Thousands of people are without power. Businesses are without power. A grocery store, Joe Beamer was talking about, out of power. So certainly no shortage of customers who are operating by, not quite candlelight yet, but give it about an hour or so. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us. And you can hook up with Andy Parker on any social media platform. Basically, just type in Andy Parker Weather on your favorite, and you're going to find Andy Parker. And he's also got a phone number you can call to subscribe for breaking weather text. You still have that, right, Andy?
Absolutely. Yeah, this has been a great service. People that have tried to plan ahead, thinking about what they need to do. A lot of the relatives on the couch, how are we going to get them out of here? They ask that same question. It's not funny. You hit it right on the head. All you've got to do is give me a text. Send a text the word weather to 503-ANDY. It's 503-2639, and we'll get a response back. And then you can ask a question then as well.
One more quick question I have. You also talked at great length about the winds that have been buffeting Western New York. In terms of the earlier today at the airport, 73 miles an hour. You talked about the Coast Guard station and possibly gust of over 80 miles an hour. As a meteorologist, what does that do for you? How exciting is that, or how unusual is that? I mean, I think our record was 83 mile an hour, but that was recorded at the airport.
Yeah, at the airport today. So I'm actually sifting through some of the data right now, the minute-by-minute output from the Weather Service. And as I'm looking at it here, we're seeing, as I mentioned, some 70-mile-an-hour gusts, pretty routine. I did see one up to 79 miles an hour. So we're going to wait and see what the official number is from the Weather Service. But the Coast Guard station has some monitoring equipment there, and they'll release their peak numbers to the Weather Service as well, and that'll come out in an amalgamation of anemometer readings through the afternoon. And I did have a contact who had a weather station on top of the Seneca Tower back in the day, and that was always like the Mount Washington of Buffalo, because you had something at the surface, but then you always wondered, what would it be like 40 stories above the ground if you looked directly into one of these big wind gusts? And they routinely had wind gusts up there that would exceed the 80-mile-an-hour mark.
Well, I think that tunnel by County Hall would also be a good place to put an anemometer, because people actually get knocked off their feet coming out of some of the services and some of the courthouses in the area as well.
I hate to say that there was a train stop on Main Street in downtown Buffalo, and it has a bit of a ridge to it. And anytime it iced up, the air would funnel just as you described. And a photographer of ours would sit there to get some B-roll of people battling the winter weather, and they would release from a pole on the train stop and try to walk across the street, and the gusts of wind would toy with them, and you'd watch them fight to walk through the wind and the ice, and it made for a great video, but not a great experience in downtown Buffalo. Another one is right next to City Hall, where if you're parked and you're waiting for a light, the wind will actually, it's Huron Street, I make a mistake, and the wind will actually lift up the rear of your car, and you'll feel your car begin to lift. And it is a channeling effect in downtown Buffalo that is 100% correct.
Well, Andy Parker, meteorologist, thank you so much for being with us. Always appreciate your time and input and insight, and I'm sure we'll chat again before all of this is through. But if not, have a very nice new year.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.